97, 98. This bit never gets old. 96, 95.
You went 97, then 98, just so you know.
We're off to a great 92. Start.
I've been drinking beer, so if I'm a little wobbly, that's you're welcome.
All right.
Go.
Okay, all right.
Action.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast. As always,
Fergie, can I just say that you sound great right now?
Thank you. Everyone remembers, I was away because of a Christmas musical. And
is that what you're using right now? A Christmas musical miracle?
Well, I haven't returned the equipment that we use to record a bunch of stuff. And I was like, I might as well, for one last hurrah, just use this really nice microphone that I had rented. So
I heard that you told them that you needed it for personal use.
Well, there's discussions whether or not I'll just end up buying this microphone anyways. But
well, let's put this out there. If we get 100 listeners on this episode, Fergie will buy the microphone.
Yes, that I will pay attention to that.
Derek, you listening?
Derek, oh, you have to listen to it like a bunch of times. Oh yes, so we let's do intros really quickly. So as always, I'm your host of the Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast, the number one podcast. If you were to Google Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast.
That's not a lie.
That's not a lie. Not the first. Yeah, not the first thing that comes up though. If you Google "Winter is Coming" fantasy hockey, though, we are number two when it comes.
We're
to
number
that.
Two behind a
behind an October 2nd from the Tampa Bay Lightning
on NHL.com.
Joining me on the other end, as always, is Dylan.
Hello.
And we have a guest today. Tuning in from Kamloops, Kelowna. Where do you live, Nick?
Kelowna,
the original Nick.
Nick How Prime.
Nick Prime,
aka Coco.
Hi. Aka.
Am I the seventh caller?
You are. You won tickets to Nicki Minaj.
Ooh.
But you do have to sing Anaconda to claim your prize.
Could you do that for us, Nick? Could you please do that for us?
Singing Anaconda? The only thing I know is it's a sample of Baby Got Back.
Okay, I will accept singing to Baby Got Back, I guess, as well. And I'll give you one of the two tickets we have available to the latest Nicki Minaj concert.
But instead of singing it, can I recite it as an old-time poem?
Yeah, but you have to replace all the thes with these. Like, you have to sing it in, and you have
about
to
it. Yeah, talk about it as if it's a Brent's Behind.
Ah, yes. You have to sing it to Brent's Behind. Sorry, that's... you have to sing it to... Oh, Brent's Behind is you. Right, I keep forgetting this. You have to sing it to Brent as if it were like a ballad of sorts.
Okay. All right, here. Deareth Brent, I liketh thine posterior, and I cannot express the truth more.
Gosh.
All the other male siblings of yours, they cannot refute of this. I must say, when I see the other women coming in with the very narrow waistline, I get sick to my stomach. I become ill. I cannot express how much this it just despises me seeing these petite waisted women.
Okay.
And I have to say, Brent, my anaconda, it don't want it none unless you've got nine buns, my dearest.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Dylan, can you go on SeatGeek and buy some Nicki Minaj concert tickets?
I didn't know she was coming, but
I don't know if she's coming either.
She's deserving of the tickets. That's absolutely deserving.
You guys are my favorite radio station. I love Fergie and the Fage.
Oh my goodness.
Fergie, great callback in the there, morning. Fergie and the Fage.
Radio name Fergie. Yeah.
Wait, so what's Fergie and the Fage? I don't know that one.
Was that was the name of my first fantasy team, the Fage.
Oh, was that before the St. Louis Shoes?
That was the year before the St. Louis Shoes, yes.
I've seen, okay, for some reason, ever since you announced that your name was the St. Louis Shoes, I've like seen so many St. Louis Blues jerseys and paraphernalia out. And I just all I can think is that that's supposed to be a shoe. And
yeah, you just replaced the logo of the Music Note with a shoe.
Right.
I don't know where it came from.
Which is just the Red Wings logo, by the way. But
the Red Wings shoes logo?
Yeah.
Yeah, except just in blue. I think in some way my head was thinking that it was like a play on blue suede shoes.
Okay.
But it just didn't get there. It's not that.
Yeah. Oh, I also want to give a shout out to my friends Tony and Tom, who found out about my hockey podcast.
Hey,
They're not members of, I guess I'm in like another fantasy hockey podcast with them, a fantasy hockey pool with them, but I'm like dead last in that league because I don't pay attention to it.
That's incredible.
Priorities.
So are you saying that we've jumped the stream and now we're in another fantasy league?
Well, I don't know enough.
Have you gone viral? Is that what the kids mean by going viral?
Oh my gosh. I had 10 roster alerts in that league and all of them were like, blank is not playing today. It's on your starting roster. So like my entire bench is playing and I didn't dress anyone.
Well, you know, sometimes it's just nice to be part of a big group, right?
It's true.
I mean, if we
Marc-Andre
talk about
Fleury in that league, although I did put him in IR, so.
There's a couple of people like that in our league.
It's true.
Nick too, and Kirk.
Most amount of fantasy hockey leagues or fantasy like sports leagues you guys have been in at once?
One.
Oh, so one. Okay.
No, I think I've probably been in three at once. They've all been hockey though. I've never played any other fantasy league.
My buddy of mine keeps asking me to join a baseball fantasy and I admit
we love talking
I don't
baseball
know much
on this podcast
about hockey, but like, oh gosh, I would not do well in baseball.
What do they even track?
Do you think
stats?
Okay, so remember how we were talking about Darcy Kemper and how he like pitched a shutout relief a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, this is true.
Do you think with pitchers they go like, oh, they probably do say he saved the day because that's what pitchers do. I'm just trying to think if they have like goalie lingo. I don't know.
Well, they go in like as relief, right?
Yeah,
but that's not the same thing as being pulled. Like sometimes you go into imagine they did that in hockey. Imagine like you start your backup goalie for the first two periods, and he did a great job, like let in no goals, but you have no trust in him for the third period, so you just yank him and put in your first string guy.
But you put your first string guy, but the first string guy only has the stamina to last like five saves or something like that.
You pull them after five saves. You have a line of goalies. Like,
yeah,
imagine if that goalie position was like a pitcher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's a guy coming down the ice that you know has a really like mean slap shot and you just like change your goalie on the fly.
Something like that.
Is that how that works?
I guess you would have like a power play goalie, a penalty kill goalie. A shootout goalie. Yeah.
Special teams goalie.
Well, like, okay, so you could probably do this.
Wait,
so, like, your power play goalie would be really good at stick handling and stuff. Your power play goalie,
because when you're on a power play, you mean?
Yeah, when you're on a power play.
He's like a sixth man.
Yeah, but he's like fearless with like getting the puck and like passing it forward, I guess.
Okay.
Because he won't have to make very many saves. Maybe he has like smaller pads, so he's more agile. Like you'll skate up a lot.
Well, that's what I was thinking, is maybe they have different, maybe they evolve the pads for the type of goalie you are.
Right. And then
you're an active goalie, so all of your pads got really small. You just basically wear soccer pads. You just wear
right. The shin guards.
Shin pads. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're just describing what a defenseman is, though.
So Alex Edler would be a really good power play goalie.
Yes.
Okay.
And then your penalty kill goalie would have...
He's really fat. He's big.
He's really fat, and he doesn't need to move very much. He has two gloves.
And no stick?
And no, his stick is attached to his elbow or something. Like it's an extension of his elbow. You know what I'm saying? Like basically he has the ability to just smother anything that comes into the crease.
So maybe he's like a crab. He's got two gloves, and on each elbow, he has a stick that faces inwards.
Well,
so he's he's blocking
like
the 5-hole with both sticks.
But yeah, that would work. And then your regular strength goalie is just your regular goalie.
We can probably hang some pads off of his muffin top.
Yes, there'll be extra pads involved. Yeah. Okay. Well,
it'd be like that glass, or sorry, not the glass, the plexiglass part that hangs down from their mask, except he just like attaches it to his belt. So it kind of like covers his little
like suspenders
sticking out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any other, what about your overtime goalie then?
Overtime goalie, you'd have to play all three of your goalies
in overtime.
So instead of skaters, you'd have three goalies against each other.
So it's 3-on-3.
But all goalies, yeah.
I love this.
That's actually kind of a fantasy one. I wanted to see,
this is fantasy hockey, I think.
Yeah, it's fantasy hockey.
So, like, super skills. We get all, like, a team of 5 goalies from 5 different teams versus a team of 5 goalies. And they're all playing, like, offense and defense. And then they put, like, you put Crosby in net. And then, I don't know, Pavelski on the other side. And they just play. And we see... Like, okay, let's see how well goalies can do, like, stick handling or even skating. And just basically just watch it. And that's something I'd pay money to see.
Well, it's kind of like, in the All-Star game, they did that, the, like, goalie goal from their own goal line. Like, Mike Smith, when he scored that goalie goal. But... I want to see, like, a goalie do a penalty shot and, like, a one-timer from the blue line.
With a goalie stick or with a regular stick?
With a goalie stick. But I've seen... The weird thing is that it sounds, like, you know, crazy and funny and everything, but I've seen those clips of Marc-Andre Fleury playing out and, like, at practice, and he's,
Hossick
like... Hossick
also was a huge guy that, like, loved to just come up to the blue, like, the red line and try to shoot in for an empty net.
Wait, I don't think Hossick ever skated to the center ice to shoot.
A clip on YouTube of Hossick like deking Wayne Gretzky.
Oh yeah, but there's also a clip of Waugh doing the same thing. He does that little spinorama.
Patrick Waugh. I remember Cujo also going for like goals on empty nets.
No, but I'm saying like Marc-Andre Fleury. Like when he's not in pads and he plays as like a skater. Like
I was gonna say, every Canadian has nightmares of Marc-Andre Fleury going out of net.
That's of that true. One.
Yeah.
But like he's a really good like player. Like he's not just a good goalie. Like I'm sure half of those guys played. You know, they play pickup when they're not playing goalie, and they're probably really decent.
Right.
Do you think that there's any... Okay, so you know that we've got, like, the dual sport pros, like, what's his face? And that other guy, Michael Jordan being one.
Michael Jordan, who's a... Although the story in him is he just was... Like, he was a terrible baseball player.
Oh, but yeah,
that
was more like a promotion thing, wasn't it?
That was... Well, he was supposed to be... Like, the story goes is that he was betting on NBA games. Like, this guy has, like, a terrible gambling addiction.
Michael Jordan.
And then, yeah. And like David Stern, or I guess it was David Stern. Whoever the NBA commissioner at the time was found out and told him like he has to like either get suspended from the league or he can like just leave for a little bit. And that's the story.
And so the leave for a little bit was, I'll try another professional sport.
Well, he was into baseball as a young guy, but yeah, he just sucked at it.
So what about the guy that played for the Cowboys? I'm totally...
So there's two other famous like dual sport athletes, and typically it's like football players and baseball players. So one of them was, yeah, Bo Jackson, who's like this mythical like athlete type. Like
Who played two games in one day for both teams.
He did, and like he just was just a beast of a guy. Like he was 200 and like over 250 pounds, but could run like a 4.140. And there's all these stories about how dominant he was. And then the other guy was Deion Sanders,
yeah,
also known as Primetime, and he played on both Atlanta teams. And it was interesting because so in a previous life, I was a competitive ultimate frisbee player. And don't worry, I'm not going to compare myself to those guys.
Oh, but I think you are.
No, but there was this guy that I played with, and he was like from Venezuela, and he had like no idea that Deion Sanders played football. Like he only ever knew him as a baseball player because baseball is just huge in Latin America.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, like people know Deion Sanders as this like transcendent athlete because he played two different sports. But he's like, oh, he's a pretty good baseball player. I'm like, yeah, he was like, the greatest defensive cornerback of all time in football. He's like, wait, what? And that was an interesting way of describing it.
So when would that ever happen in hockey?
It's impossible. Would it be the hockey season is way too long.
That's true. But could it be something
like... they could be good at like golf, I guess.
Well, no, John Tavares is an incredible lacrosse player. Right, like he grew up playing lacrosse,
but there's not enough hockey, like financial incentive for him to like play lacrosse.
Of course, so but isn't it?
So you need like an Olympic sport,
isn't it? Kind of
crazy? Wasn't Ocho Cinco? Didn't he try to go onto the Kansas City soccer team?
He's 2011. But that was more so like a media ploy. Like that guy just likes playing the media. Like I don't think he was seriously going to make it onto the team.
No, I didn't think so either. But I mean that guy. I think after that year after, he challenged George St. Pierre, and he was so cocky. Yeah, he's gonna knock him out in the first round.
So he's like a football player who's like, I can also play soccer, a non-contact sport, and I can also beat up the welterweight champion. Is that who he is?
Or it's like Nick saying to his friend, I don't want to play your fantasy baseball league because I would destroy all of you.
Yeah, that's basically
exactly what it is.
You can apply that to the hockey one too.
Yeah. So Nick, what's the story behind Brent's Behind? Like, I've been in the league a couple of years. You've always been known as Brent's Behind. I always assumed the team is owned by some guy named Brent, but that's not the case.
It's always been Nick.
Always been me. Yeah, it's a little bit confusing, but if you know the story, when I first joined, I think this is my third year as my own separate entity, my own team. With the league, and I started off I was trying to find out a name for myself, and right, I knew I wasn't going to be that good because I wasn't the most skilled with hockey knowledge and experience, and
right,
I didn't quite understand the whole concept of fantasy hockey and how it works. So I was going to basically just take a dive saying, yeah guys, I'm going to do terrible, I wasn't going to be streets ahead, which is basically a term if you've seen Community. Here's comes up with streets ahead, and he also says, well, if you don't know, you're going to be streets behind. So I figured, oh, that's a good name. So my first year, I was streets behind. And that whole year, that's actually the origin of my why I put my baby picture up as my
Yeah, that was icon. My other question. Okay.
Yeah, it's because
I'm
so far behind in getting an updated photo of myself. I'm like, okay. It's kind of a running joke with the name, too.
I do like visual cues. But go on.
This is like prime Nick humor, though. This is like layered jokes.
This is awesome.
Like jokes you have to think about for a second.
So this is an example of how much I appreciate visual humor. In my fantasy football league, I'm called Cerberus, like the three-headed monster from Greek mythology. But I made the RB like capitalized because I drafted three running backs from the same team during my draft, and everybody laughed at me. So I then proceeded to crop the heads of the three running backs from the same team I drafted onto it. So big fan of visual humor when it comes to fantasy hockey. Or
and it's wonderful
sports.
That it translates so well on a podcast.
Yeah, it's...
I'm really glad it's appreciated here today.
Anyways, so the baby picture was meant to, you know, visually, like, I'm so behind the times. Like,
I need to get with the times. I'm so far behind that my photo is, you know, 29 years old.
Right.
And that was the first year. So I kept the photo and I changed it to Brent's behind because I think the running joke was, I'll do terrible, but as long as I'm not behind Brent. And I think that happened was like 2 years ago when I was second to last ahead of Brent. So as long as I'm not behind Brent, I'm Brent's behind.
Right.
Which ties into street behind. So it's kind of a link in this inside joke of a connection of my name.
Right. So basically, if only as long as we're not Brent. And do you want, you're not Brent right now. Like, you are number two in the league. You're coming off a disappointing 5-5 tie to Semmenstains, who are the 12th team in the league. But
yeah, it started off like the first few days he was up, I think 7-2, 7-3, and then it all just chained out, evened out there. And that was thankfully due to my goalies who basically just been carrying my second place position.
Right. And well, I mean, I think you've been second for a while, right? I think Greg, our commissioner, was in first for a while, but you've always kind of been holding in that second.
Yeah, average second. Yeah. I was first place for, I think, two non-consecutive weeks.
Right.
And then, yeah, I've been flattening out. And then Paul just kind of jumped up and he's been kind of taking the lead the last few weeks. But yeah, I've been holding steady at second, very, very surprisingly.
This is the best you've ever done in fantasy?
I
don't
piss Greg off a lot, too. Because I was listening to you guys when Greg was on, and he was, much to his chagrin and dismay, that I was beating him. So he can listen to this again and again and just enjoy his, I don't know, sixth, fifth place position.
Right.
Can I just point out one thing? I just want to go over how dominant your goalies have been, Nick. I'm just looking at our team stats for the league right now. Nick, your goalies are, who do you have on your team?
He has Pekarinen and Andre
Pekarinen and Vasilevskiy.
Yes, two goalies. And you haven't picked up any goalies. You've just ridden these two goalies for this entire season. Is that correct?
That's correct. I don't know. I mean, are there still any starting goalies left?
You're asking the right guy. The answer
there should
is
be
no.
Two. Oh, wait. There's only two if everybody has
one.
Two goalies. Because there's four. There's
if anyone has two goalies, yeah. But
I know I have three.
Like, but there's teams like, you know, the Golden Knights who don't have a starting goalie because
they have
five
starting goalies, five
backup goalies. Yeah. But just to kind of highlight how well you've been doing with your two goalies, you have 32 wins, goalie wins on the season, which is three more than Fergie, who's in second, who has three goalies. You have two goalies, he has three, and you have three more wins than he does. Your goals against average is 229. Second place is Megan, who's at a 242. So again, you're like dominant in goals against average.
Yeah, yeah.
And save percentage, you're almost five. You're almost a full percent above Megan for second place too. You're 929, which is incredible for one goalie, never mind two goalies.
Yeah, I didn't expect Pecker. I pretty much, you know, he's an outstanding goalie, but I didn't expect him to be, you know, this consistently as well to start off with, because I know usually he has a bit of a rusty year, or a rusty, like, beginning of the season, then he kind of carries it later on.
But yeah, he's like an end of the season and maybe a trip to the playoffs goalie. And last year he played more hockey than he's ever played. And apparently he forgot that you have to take a season off after going to the cup final.
Just to run through the rest of the league here. Also named Yoswijk, a.k.a. me, ties up with Babies Got Backlund, 1-1. I was winning this league and... sorry, this matchup, not this league. And on Sunday, stupid little Riley Smith, decides to chip in a goal, which happens to be a game-winning goal. Can I just talk about my disdain about game-winning goals for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, okay, so there was a 10-0 shutout today. Or not today, but like last week, right?
Wasn't it 10-1?
It was 10-1, okay.
Yeah, which okay, makes so it almost worse.
Yeah. So the person who scored the second goal, that fantasy hockey team will get the game-winning goal stat, right?
Yeah.
That's so stupid. Like, there's not a game-winning goal in a 10-1 win, right? Like, like, really, a game-winning goal should be, you know, last 5 minutes it's of a tie game and your player scores.
So you want, like, a conditional game-winning goal. You want like a game-winning goal only in a, like, one-goal game.
What differential?
Yeah, I mean, okay, take away the empty netters, and the goal differential should be less than two. Equal to or less than two.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like if you score the second goal in a game that was 10-1, technically that is the goal that won the game.
No, I'm not disputing that fact. I'm just saying it's a stupid stat to base your fantasy scores off.
Well, then you should also have
because I
because you lost on one of them.
because that's how I ended up tying this matchup, but
do you think in the locker room when they have a 10-1 game, they all go to the guy who scored the second goal and says, go to him saying, geez, man, we could have done it without you.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, it's so stupid.
We wouldn't have won this without you.
Yeah, you want to score the game-winning goal, and then we just scored another eight, man. It's just, you did it.
Without you, the train would have never got rolling, you know?
I mean, it's
without
true.
Without you, it would have probably been him.
Well, I mean, like, so there should also be a stat for, like, filler goals then, right? Like, goals that didn't mean anything. The most useless goals in a season.
Like, anti-goal-winning goals?
Like, what do you mean? Anti-winning goals? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like, that's anti-game-winning goals.
Right? Okay.
Anti-game-winning goals. What's an anti-game-winning goal?
Basically, what you described is it's not a game-winning goal. It's more of a kind of a filler goal. Or like an empty netter kind of thing. It's just, oh, okay, you happen to have the puck when you were up there and just shimmied it in.
You just shimmied it into the empty net. Yeah. Well done, you.
All right. just to round out the week, Godfellas won 6-4 against as Gray continues to slide down those rankings.
I'm loving this. I have to say that
ever since what's his record since he's been on the podcast? I think it's pretty bad. Like, has he won a week since he's been on? Yeah,
he was on week 6, correct?
He was on our second episode. That'd be week 5.
Week five.
Yeah.
Okay, so since then he has not won a week.
Okay, let's hope this is not a podcast curse. Who was on last week? Derek.
Derek.
Oh, never mind. So Silvers won 11-0 against also Oso Yellow Swag.
Well. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad that we just cursed Greg. That's okay with me. If we just cursed Greg, that's fine.
But he has been what was a great podcast. So let's hope it's not an actual curse. Greg, we hope your team does better. At least I do. I don't know. Maybe you guys have a more storied history with him.
I'm a so-so.
You're so-so with it. Okay. So this week, Dylan, last week you won 6-4 against Shut Your Five Hole as you are climbing up. What's the deal with your team? Are you going to make the playoffs?
Steve keeps on telling me that my team is not good and that I'm getting lucky, but I feel like my team is doing well. And I think the math checks out. I'm not going to check the math. I'm not going to do any math. But I feel like if I were to do the math, it would say that my team's actually the best team in the league. And by the end of this, I'm going to pull off a back-to-back championship.
When did you win?
When did I win the league?
Like, back to back implies you won last year.
Yeah, I won.
As far as I know, that didn't happen. Nick, do you recall this?
Last year?
Last year, who won? Did we have a league last year?
It's pointless thinking about it.
Dino. Or.
Dino.
Or was it Evo?
Evo.
Evo. Evo won. Right.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
I don't think Evo would ever win. I don't think Evo has ever won we were going to do a segment on this episode where I was going to talk to my dad about fantasy hockey stories. Actually, I do have one.
Okay.
I don't know if I told this yet, but my dad and his buddies love the markup tool in iMessage. Whenever like one of them sends a photo to each other, they draw all over it and they like add stupid things and things like that. So Evo had his like, I guess, headshot for his company online somewhere.
What does Evo do? Do we know what Evo's job is?
Yeah, he's in marketing.
Okay.
Advertising and marketing.
Okay.
All right.
So his John headshot Hamm from Madden.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, he is. He's John
Hamm.
Okay. So his headshot was online and one of them got their hands on it and they all just started like doing doodles all over his headshot. And for some reason, all of them thought that dressing him up as a Nazi was really funny.
Oh,
and
gosh. So
in this video that my dad sent me, which was like a slideshow of all these drawings that were on top of it, there was like three different renditions of Nazis in there. And I was like, I don't understand why you guys think this is that funny. Like, the other ones are kind of funny. There was like a clown and, I don't know, one of them, he was holding like a porn mag or something like that. They were like really like lowbrow. But I just thought that the three different versions of Hitler... Really?
I mean, it's
maybe it was more relevant in their lives.
Yeah.
I guess, Dylan, you did not see that coming.
Oh, it's so bad. Gosh.
And the crowd goes mild.
Nazi. Oh.
Well, Nick.
I'm just saying the same thing three times in a row.
I guess we'll never see you again on this podcast.
Better leave on a high note.
I just want to say, can we just say our official stance on Nazis on this podcast? I think we'd be brave. I think we're the first anti-Nazi fantasy hockey podcast.
Yeah,
that's come out and said it.
Yeah, but I don't know. When you say anti-Nazi, sometimes people think that you're taking it too far the other way. I don't want to be associated with that side.
Sorry,
either.
What? There's
you know what I mean?
You can be too anti-Nazi?
Well, this is going to
turn inclusive.
Like, you know, like the Antifa guys.
Yeah.
Anti-fascists.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm out of my depth with this.
I mean, we've talked
about
baseball.
I'm going to sit comfortably in the center.
Okay. You ride that fence post.
You are neither here nor there.
To round out the week, Philip on Forsbergers. Win 7-4 against Yolo Swag Swahili.
Where did this team name come from? I don't understand. Why did he change it from the P Sharps?
I think he's
P Sharps for how long?
He was P Sharps for like 3 years.
Is Patrick Sharp in the minors finally?
What happened to Patrick Sharp? Wasn't he supposed to be good?
I mean,
last time I remember,
7 years ago.
I mean, isn't that where Brent's drafting from?
That's true. So I don't know. I don't get this. Why is he naming his team after a current good player?
Hold on. Here's the hockey news headline. Patrick Sharp returns to Blackhawks not as star player, but as a wild card.
Well, I guess we can safely say that wild card was a failure.
It was a joker.
It was a joker.
And just to round out the week, the last result was Tuden and Stahl beating out Beast of New Haven 7-4. I've not really nothing to say about that matchup. It just,
it's kind of like a nothing match. Like, who cares about either of those teams?
It's true. Who's Mark?
Who is Mark? And I mean, Steve says that he has a podcast and that
he's the other titan of the podcast industry in our fantasy hockey league.
Yeah, but I mean, I have listened to his podcast. It's really good, actually.
So, Nick, on this podcast, we like to do this segment called Manufactured Rivalries. So, you know, you're feeling good. You've been a top of the league multiple weeks. According to Steve's stats, you should be the best team in the league. You know, from so kind of from a top your perch, Is there anyone in the league you like to call out? I know you have, you know, there's one guy above you who presumably is just there because of luck. I mean, there's also like your namesake Brent. Is there anyone in particular you just want to call out and, you know, say, watch out?
I don't know, because I am up on my, I guess, my silver pedestal right now, but it is kind of wobbly. It is unstable, I'll give it that. But if I were to call anyone, I don't know, I'm pretty neutral. Usually my strategy to picking players comes from my consultation with Derek. Sometimes
so Derek gives you fantasy hockey advice?
He does. Or even just hockey advice in general.
Okay.
So like, I
when you say hockey advice in general, like, you know, skate it up to the blue line, dump it in. Like that kind of hockey advice?
As if you're playing hockey?
Not about the sport of hockey itself. More just like fantasy hockey, and you know, if a player looks good on stats, he'll kind of know, okay, he's actually good, or if it's just kind of a temporary, he had a good week kind of thing, and I'm not really seeing the big picture.
This is a little bit of a development, though, because last week Derek maintained that he did not help you during the co-ownership of 2013.
No, he didn't. He just kind of didn't.
So now that he has his own team, he's helping you?
Basically, I kind of had mine, and he had access to it, but I'm not sure how much he did, and I was very inactive with it, and I don't remember much from that year, but I remember not really rising up to the ranks, and also remember that you can actually, you know, rotate your players. I thought you just pick players at first and then just kind of hope for the best. That's it. But no, you can actually activate them, and it's kind of embarrassing saying that out loud now.
Right.
But I guess I wish, you know, hope nothing harm for Derek, because he's a good guy.
Okay, so we like Derek. What about to the guy above you? Baby's got Backlund.
He's got Backlund.
You call out should he be watching out? Should we fire some warning shots his way?
Well, I'm not sure if I've played Baby's Got Backlund yet or not to my collection. However, if I do, which I am bound to, obviously, then I hope for a clean match. And you better watch out, because my goalies are going to stay strong. My centers are going to stay strong, except for Berg. I don't know what the hell's happening with him. And then, so Paul, I'd say watch out.
Nick, I need you to make this extremely personal. Like, attack Paul's character or something like that.
Paul and your big nose is going down, all right? I don't even know if you have a big nose. I'm just assuming Paul sounds like a name of someone who's got a big nose. And Paul, I know you got a big nose, so you and your giant nostrils are going down when we meet, okay?
All right, nosy Paul. You've been warned.
Yeah, nosy Paul. You guys, hey, you guys did meet in week 4, and you did beat him 6-4.
Was that week 4?
Yeah, so we've got about, you know, another, I'd say, 9 weeks before you guys meet again, but... In week 17, Nosy Paul better keep his nose clean.
Well, I guess broke his.
It really sounds like we're describing Paul as like having like a cocaine issue or something like that. Like he just loves his nose. but no,
I'm not starting any rumors. But
yeah, we're not to start any rumors or anything like that.
No,
he does like his one white powder, salt. Who's to say that he doesn't like his other white powder?
Baking soda?
Sugar.
All right. Paul's a baker, I guess. Dylan.
Yo.
So I've kind of been out of the loop for a little bit. Maybe also Nick, you can chime in. What are some major storylines to be coming from the last week?
In the league?
Yeah.
Well,
sorry, the real league, not us. Like our group chat.
Oh, I have no idea what's happening in the NHL. This podcast isn't about the NHL, is it?
Oh, okay.
I'm just kind of like following more about like the side stories of hockey, like the more about the expansion, how they're trying to get, like Seattle's trying to get like a $600 million arena to kind of entice both the NHL and the NBA teams back there. And
how did they lose? I don't understand how they lost their NBA team. Like, I feel like it was such
okay,
a
okay. So I know the story. So Howard
time, yeah.
Okay, so The owner of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, owned the Supersonics, and he needed to offload an asset because he needed the money. And
the president of Starbucks needed money?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Like,
was he nosy?
Yeah, Paul.
He was like Paul. He was too nosy.
Stupid no, Baker.
Basically, the NBA franchise like was appreciated as an asset, and he felt it was time for him to offload it. And he said, I will not sell it to anyone who will kind of vacate the team to a different, you know, to a different city. And there was these two businessmen in Oklahoma who were like, hey, we want to buy an NBA team, and we want to move it to Oklahoma. And he sold it to those guys. And he was like, don't worry, these guys who've been saying they've been trying to move it to Oklahoma said they won't move it out of Seattle, and they moved like the next year.
Wow.
So he knew that that they were going to move him.
Probably.
And he just wanted to save face and say, they're
but also
not
he sold
move
at the complete
him.
Wrong time. I mean, as an example, I don't know how much he sold the Supersonics for. Let's see here really quickly. Supersonics sold for, I'm sure people were looking for sports manager advice when they tuned into this fantasy hockey podcast.
Right.
He sold it for, okay, so basically he wanted a new arena. He didn't get the money from the government. So he sold it to a different different group. That's basically how these relocation things usually happen, is that they like they need to replace their arena, and they refuse to pay money from their own pockets to pay for the arena, so they sell it to someone else. But they sold it for $350 million. The Milwaukee Bucks sold for, like, a couple years ago for $800 million, and then the Clippers sold for, like, over $1 billion, like, 3 years ago.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, NBA franchises just keep going up in money. As are, I guess, NHL franchises are, based off of, like,
well,
how
I mean,
much
you
the
can
Vegas
create
Knights
your.
Had to pay.
It was only $500 million, though, and they were an expansion.
Well, hey, I mean, the other thing is, like, the NHL is the fourth most popular. Like, there's only so much to that pie that they can take out in terms of TV contracts.
That's true. But what about all the things that I mean, like, I watch all of the hockey games through pirated sources. Don't they get revenue from me?
Well, if they want, for further information on this, people just have to turn into our sports management podcast. called Balance the Books. It starts
starts next week.
We'll go through the Quebec Nordiques, and then
we'll talk about the expansion prospects of Quebec, Seattle, Kansas City, and a third team in Florida. Who knew?
Whoa. Tune in next week. To Balance the Books with starring Alex and Dylan.
Dylan Goldberg, NBA.
Yeah. Dylan, I understand you had a bit of a run-in with Yahoo's recommendations this week.
Oh God. Okay. So, I think I may have set a weekly record for the amount of goalie games played.
How many goalie games did you play?
I actually can't pull the number up. I can only see wins, and since I only had one win. I don't actually know. Well,
so,
I guess
so you
I
had,
could
a,
do
you
the,
had a bunch
do the math
of,
here.
You had a bunch. Okay, it's okay. But yeah, so basically, you had a bunch of goalies. You'd been adding and dropping all week.
Yeah.
And
so
he ended up with one. You've been rewarded with one win.
Early in the week, Gibson was partaking in a 7-3 blowout where he let in four goals and then got pulled. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess Howard's got to kind of pull up some of the slack here. And then when I opened up, you know, Howard's player card here, there's just a bunch of L's. It's like loss after loss after loss after loss. And I was like, well, he can't do that bad. Like, if they're going to lose, maybe he'll let in like two or three goals and it won't be that bad. It'll be less than the four that Gibson let in. Well, he let in six goals in a 6-3 loss to Montreal. So I was like, okay, well, I need to find some other help here. I was like, oh, Carter Hutton starting on December 1st, and he's gonna take over for the St. Louis Shoes. let's see how he does. So, you know, he goes in, and in the first two periods, lets in 3 goals and gets pulled. And so, great. I guess I need to try and find one more game where I can find somebody to plug some of the gaps on my goalies. Howard, the next day, we all know what happened there. 10-1 against Montreal, and he let in 5 goals in relief. He didn't even start the game.
He was pitching in relief.
He was pitching in relief. He let in 5 goals on 9 shots. In the third period, Montreal had 6 shots, and 4 of them went in.
My goodness.
But somebody got a game-winning goal stat in there.
Somebody got a game-winning goal stat. So here I am being clever, and I'm going through the goalies, and I'm like, ooh, Mike Condon, he's going to get a start in Winnipeg. They're not going to play Anderson. And on the Yahoo, on the player card, it says Guy Boucher stated that Mike Condon will get an extended look if he plays well in Winnipeg. So I'm thinking, ooh, maybe I found a goalie to bring me through the next week or so. Guess what happens? He gets played. First period. It's 4-0. I'm at work. I walk back and the game's playing on one of the computers in the back. And I'm like, oh, Mike Condon, he's in. What's the score? Oh, it's 4-0. And as I say that, he lets in his 5th goal. And I swear, as he lets in his 5th goal, the camera like zooms in on him and he full on just like shrugs to the camera, like full on shrug emoji straight into the camera. And I'm just like looking
Jim
at
Halpert
the TV,
at the office, like, just like
Jim Halpert at the office, shrugging straight into the camera. And I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me? And he immediately gets pulled. So my goalies for this week had a goals against average of 5 goals, and their save percentage was somewhere around 800. It was not good.
So Nick.
Yeah.
Let's just say, have you ever played hockey or road hockey or anything like that?
I played like street hockey as a hobby kind of thing here and there, but not really.
Okay, cool. Too much. What was your position, namely?
Right wing.
Right wing? Okay. Oh, okay. This won't really help my question. But let's just say you were put into an NHL net for 10 shots on goal.
Okay.
Assuming your body could handle a massive amount of bruising that I'm sure would follow, how many shots do you think you could stop?
I'd say, are we talking about from a legit NHL player?
Yeah, like let's say it was like an NHL like regular season situation. Say an Ottawa versus Edmonton type scenario.
Okay. So I was pulled in. I'd say out of 10 shots, I can save.
Yeah.
I'd probably get one decent one and then a lucky one. And that's probably it. So I'd probably have a save percentage of 0.2.
0.2. And Dylan would have played you in his hockey league for sure.
Probably.
And then I would look to the camera and just went,
what could I have done? I was not set up for
I probably could have not played you.
Only ways.
I mean, there was no winning that week anyways. Like, my goalies were terrible. Actually, their goals against average was actually worse. It was 5.37. They let in 32 goals last week.
That's a lot of goals.
Can't win a lot of hockey games letting in
32
goals.
That's a lot of open doors there.
It's kind of crazy. If you, like, compare it to the amount of shots my players had, they let in 32 goals. My players had 94 shots.
So Dylan, do you have a... So with that sneaky start suggestion, do you have a demand to Yahoo?
I've already dropped Mike Condon. I'm over it. I would appreciate that Roto World might do a little bit more research into the opponents that they're putting these goalies up against. Montreal and Winnipeg apparently are firing on all cylinders right now. So,
Dylan, I think you should change your name to also shut your 5 hole in regards to your goalies.
I wish they would, right?
Oh, that's too funny. And also, I'd like to demand an apology from Yahoo. Halfway through the week, I get like a roster alert, and it's usually just because I forgot to set my lineup, and I just pressed that set active players button.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, Adam Kerfoot has been dropped by 1,000 teams. And it's usually you get those things when it's like, yeah, this player on this team sucks. Like, why haven't you dropped him yet?
Or he's injured.
And, yeah. And Adam Kerfoot has been killing it recently, and I just don't... It made me feel bad, but I was like, I'm not going to listen to your advice, Yahoo. But also, please stop giving me terrible advice. Why don't you tell me to drop Neil Yakupov, who I found out this week apparently is also terrible and hasn't scored in 10 games, so...
Hey, he hasn't scored in... It's not been 10 games, it's only been 5.
Okay, but he hasn't been good, is what my point being. And it was telling me to drop Adam Kerfoot, so... That's what I'm looking for.
As Adam Kerfoot was -3 last game. I don't know where you're getting your stats from.
Ooh. Okay. Nail, come back, please.
Oh, you've already dropped him, I see.
Yeah, I picked up some guy.
Does Nail Yakupov have dual eligibility as a goalie? Because I'm looking for a goalie.
Yeah, and I hear he plays...
Does he play power play goalie? I need a power play goalie.
He plays power
goalie.
Play goalie, yeah. All right, well, we're kind of near the end of our podcast, and we like to kind of do our shout-outs of the week. Dylan, what do you have to shout-out for your week?
What do I have to shout-out? Well, I'm playing Justin this week, and I'm really, really hoping that Kessler comes back during this week so that I can play him against Justin, who is a Ducks fan. I would love Kessler to come to dress and score a couple of goals, maybe get in a fight, pull me some pims. I've had very poor luck with the pims. Now that Marchand is back, though, he's getting a lot of diving minors, which I'm excited about. It's pretty much 2 minutes a game.
Oh, really?
I'm just curious. Dive. I check, and it's usually like embellishment, diving, or a tripping call. It's one of those. He's also he draws a lot of penalties.
Well, because he's just always going towards the net, right? So
this is true. This is true. Since he got back, him and Pasternak have been on fire.
Nice. How about you, Nick? Do you have anything to plug going on in your neck of the woods?
The plug? Oh, well, I could get a fantasy secret, but I mean, it is kind of known. Everyone knows it already. It's more of just, you know, look at the players who's doing well. Think back to how they were doing 5 years ago and then pick them.
So your advice to everyone is pick them.
Nick's advice is used bookstore.
Yeah, but also if they were doing well 5 years ago, they're bound to be like a little bit on they've matured enough. They're ripe for the picking.
So Nick's real advice is to go to a used bookstore, go to the sports section, pick up the fantasy hockey draft guide from 2009, and just use that. And do you want? The sleepers in that book are just bona fide players now, anyways.
There you go.
And you just use that. Yeah. And that's who you pick up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure in that book, though, they were also saying Pekka may or may not be a good goalie. Every year.
Every year.
Is he okay? Is he good? We're not sure.
We're still not sure.
Also, shout out to Anders Lee this week or today. He already scored 2 goals in 4 shots. So keep it up.
Keep it up.
I would like to give a shout out to recently. I mean, whenever I cook bacon, I pour some maple syrup into the pan.
Mm.
It's really good, but it's really hard to clean the spatula. So that's my only issue with that.
Shout out to maple syrup.
Shout out to maple syrup.
And your gripes with spatulas.
And my gripes with spatulas. Although soaking it usually seems to loosen it up by the time I get back from work. So
mad props to soaking.
mad props to soaking. As always, that's another episode of the Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast. I've been your host, also named Yellow Swag, and we will see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Wait, I didn't know if I'm still a 7th caller. Did I win those tickets?